You're listening to SBS News.
Health authorities in Zimbabwe are working to contain a measles outbreak in the country. The epidemic started in April in the Manicaland province of eastern Zimbabwe and is now spreading to other parts of the country. The viral illness has infected thousands and killed over 700 children, but it can easily be prevented with a vaccine. Over 50% of registered cases in the country were not vaccinated. The government has declared a vaccination drive, calling on traditional and faith leaders to support the strategy, but some influential religious organizations still oppose vaccination. This has resulted in many parents getting their children vaccinated in secret.
I'm here for the measles vaccination for my kids. I heard about the outbreak around the Manicaland province in Mutare, and a lot of kids lost their lives due to this outbreak. So I found it was very important for me to come with my kids here and get vaccinated.
This secrecy is required because members are shamed if found visiting healthcare centers and then forbidden from participating in church activities. The World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, reported a global 79% spike in measles in the first 2 months of 2022 alone and are warning of the potential for large outbreaks. Children and pregnant women are most at risk of severe diseases from measles. Fears are growing amongst parents as schools are set to reopen for another term. Elias Mucheki went to get her child vaccinated in defiance of religious doctrine that forbids the use of modern medicines. She says she will protect her child at all costs.
I've heard this disease is killing a lot of children. That's why I'm here. Plus, every time I hear of children vaccination programs, I come because I'm very responsible when it comes to my children's health. So I don't want to miss programs like these, because I don't want my children to get sick with such types of diseases.
Christian apostolic groups that infuse traditional beliefs into a Pentecostal doctrine are among the groups most skeptical of modern medicine in Zimbabwe. Followers put their faith in prayer and other measures to cure illnesses and diseases. Studies by UNICEF estimate the religious body as the largest Christian denomination with around 2.5 million followers in the country of 15 million people. While some allow members to seek health care, many are still resistant. Many of its members who are open to modern medicine have been trying to change church attitudes, but also advise women to go against church rules if it means helping their children. Apostolic Women's Empowerment Trust Manager, Deborah Mpofu, is one of those.
As an organization, we do encourage women to go and vaccinate their children secretly, maybe at night, because we have got some other churches, though they are apostolic, but they do not permit their children to get vaccinated.
Church leader James Katsande eventually succumbed to allowing his members to take their children to clinics, but on the condition that they receive blessings from the church before they go.
First, we need to protect them with the Holy Spirit to cast out demons and bad luck. We remain the first port of call. Sometimes what happens is when you go to hospital, you will be told medicine is not available while it's there. This is because you have bad spirits and bad luck following you. So we encourage people to come to church first to get anointed before you go to hospital, because the Holy Spirit can open doors for you.
A nurse in a vaccination center in the Zimbabwean capital of Harare, Louis Foya, says religion is a significant contributor to the spread of the disease in the country.
The religion itself is a major problem because they've got a belief that if they get vaccinated, they become unholy. So that's the doctrine that they hand down to the women. But ladies, since they are under the men, they have no power to say no. But the advent of the measles outbreak has shown that they need to be prevented, because most of the children are dying because of religion. So they are now coming secretly and we're helping them.
Australia has also faced vaccination refusals, especially at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. University of New South Wales Associate Professor in the Medicine and Health, Anita Haywood, claims Australia now has more people open to vaccination than otherwise.
We don't have a big religious opposition to vaccination in Australia, so some other countries do. So Zimbabwe is an example. The US, there's pockets of religious exemptions or religious opposition to immunisation, but we don't have a big opposition in Australia. We've got very high coverage. Having said that, there are some groups that might have a religious exemption, but the size of those populations in Australia are quite small. In fact, most reasons for under-immunisation in Australia are access or, lifestyle or philosophical opposition to immunisation rather than a religious opposition.
Mr. Niyi Borire, a physician and church leader in Sydney, shares that view.
The most common reasons why people refuse to get vaccinated is because of proper information and conspiracy theories about vaccination. Most people are not well-versed or well-informed about the benefits of vaccination compared to the potential minor risks of vaccination.
Omar Bello, SBS News.